There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news out of Delta. They're raising checked bag fees by another $10 or more.
Everybody's done it in the last week. All the airlines starting to panic with the oil prices and whatnot. We got to get the diesel prices back in the. That's what all the trucks are powered by. And gas. It's all this diesel that's $8 a gallon right now.
Yeah, my buddy was on a rant yesterday. He works for a logistics company. He was talking about it. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't think about you. He goes, what do you mean?
Diesel affects everybody.
He's like, trucks, man. He's like, it's tough right now. What's tough right now for the Cubs, this hurts because I got a couple of this guy's cards. Cade Horton, man, looks like Tommy John. They're an up-and-coming stud pitcher. He's going to have a second evaluation with a visit with Keith Meister in Texas today after his MRI was not clean and not good. Trending down the bad path. Hate to see that. Cade Horton, man. He was supposed to be solid.
Yeah, that tweet was bad, man. Like, I read that, too, and I'm like, damn.
There is no...
Trending down a bad path. It's not something you want to see.
No. And then hearing the MRI was not clean and
bad.
Not good.
It's not clean and it's not good. Next step. Cut it off. Okay, fine. Jackson Dart arrived for his first day of practice. His girlfriend was not there.
It's because she was in Lee Summit looking for my address. I think Surfside listens to our radio station. Took a picture of a blueberry lemonade and vodka Surfside can yesterday on the patio of Llewellyn's in downtown Lee Summit. Big day, Lee Summit Day. We got to get out and vote, baby.
Oh, today is voting day.
Nice. Yes,
municipal voting day. Yeah, municipal voting. It's a big one, yeah.
Big time. And Surfside goes, sunshine feels a little warmer with a cold con.
Yes!
Let's go.
Now, 37 years ago today, Major League was released in theaters.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Smash.
Have you seen that one, Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. 37 years of that, 10 years before you were born.
Yeah. And what is your name? I didn't get the privilege to know it. Ah, Mrs. Dorn. Oh, shoot.
Where's Vaughn?
I had no idea.
Yeah. I only got one thing to say to you, Vaughn. Strike this mother out.
Yep. Yeah, that's the clean version. Yeah, when you watch it on TNT or something like that, they kind of
strike
all the
this guy out.
Yeah, strike this gentleman out.
Yeah,
like snakes on a plane.
Yeah. So coaches today, we saw some fun carousel yesterday with Rob Maloney's brother taking the job in North Carolina. Former Jokic coach, by the way. That was one of the weirdest firings in NBA history, in my opinion. Wins the title next year, gone.
Gone. It's that's the NBA, man.
Same thing happened in Milwaukee as well.
Ask Mike Brown. That guy gets fired every year and then gets hired by somebody else. Who's he going to get hired by when the Knicks fire him after the end of the season?
He'll go to Cleveland again when LeBron goes to Cleveland.
LeBron goes black. LeBron will go back to Cleveland. Yeah, that's right. He is.
I'm just trying to wear the tinfoil hat of the NBA for like 2 seconds. But great coaches in the world of sports today. We're seeing a lot of like generational type of coaches in the game of sports, right? Like you look at the NFL, you think Andy Reid probably number one, but you're seeing guys like McVay, Kevin O'Connell. You're seeing this guy in Seattle that you didn't give any respect to
Mike McDaniel.
You got that little guy from Zootopia, the bunch, man, the big guy.
McDaniel.
But if you look in sports today, where would you –
we'll go baseball, basketball, football, and college basketball. And then we'll do college football. I still think Kirby Smart gets in college football. Do you guys agree?
As the GOAT, I don't know.
Oh, you want to go GOAT, GOAT.
Yeah, okay. like GOAT, GOAT. Because I was thinking, like, last night, if Hurley would have won the championship, he would have been considered one of the GOATs of coaching.
Yeah.
And according I started thinking, who are the other coaches out there that can be considered GOATs, just in sports in general? And I came up with four names, really. And that's it for me. And maybe Kirby Smart is a fifth name to throw in there. I put Ryan Day, since he's the head coach of the Ohio State in the Big Ten, which is now the best conference in college sports. It is. I mean, there's no arguing that. I put Terry Francona down on there. There is an arguing. Who's beaten the Big Ten? Everybody's had their chances.
Well, you're going
nobody
small
is.
Sample you're going size. Small sample size. If I went the last 20 years, it wouldn't even be close.
I'm talking current. I don't care about the last 20. We're talking current right now. No, I don't have her on the list.
Oh, I thought you were talking current.
Oh, no, not the KC current. I got Terry Francona on the list, and I stretched to put Terry. I don't think there's a Major League Baseball manager worthy of being in the category of greatest of all time of coaches. I thought about
Dave
Roberts.
He's keeping all that ego in check.
He is, but, I mean, it's easier than what the Yankees had in the 90s, you know? Like, I mean, the Yankees, at least back then, they would make a mistake and it wouldn't be as cover-upable as, like, this one is in L.A.
It's tougher in New York than it is in Los Angeles.
It is,
not
yeah.
by much.
Not
but
much,
it is.
But it is. It's tougher. But, now, Dave Roberts, I would have a hard time because everybody would push back. Yeah, he's got all the talent. Now, if it was college, I'd put him up there because in college, you're in charge of getting your players. In professional sports, you're not, right? So I wouldn't put – it's hard for me to put Dave Roberts up there. I have Eric Spoelstra on the list. He doesn't get enough run.
That's a good one.
And then Andy Reid. And after that, I don't know that there's many others that belong in a category. Now, Hurley would have been in that category if they would have won last night. At 3 and 4 years, you're in the greatest of all time current category.
Self, Izzo? No. Right below?
Yeah, probably
I agree.
Below.
I agree.
I just think we throw around great too much. Too much, you know?
Greatest. We we're talking about GOAT. Yeah. Not even just great.
Yeah, like, Mac hates GOAT conversations. He thinks they're bad.
That's true.
But he would have been considered like one of the greats of all time had he won that thing
last
night.
He'd have won 3 and 4 years.
I know.
Would have been 19-1 in his last 4 years in the tournament.
There's just not many good coaches in professional sports that you can put up on these pedestals. It was really like a good exercise for me because I'm going through all these names. I'm like, if we're saying great, there ain't a lot.
Then let's delete Ryan Day. No offense.
Okay,
fine. Let's hold up the standard.
Yeah,
let's hold it true.
They were almost
Kirby
fired
and Ryan
Ohio
Day.
And then there isn't one in college
football.
Yeah, I
agree. Not one.
There's not one in
college football
because the Ryan Day one for me was like, maybe I have to. There's got to be somebody in college football.
Yeah, okay. Just to that level.
But maybe there's not.
They might be. They might get there.
Maybe.
Ryan Day's got a while. Obviously, he's young.
Yeah.
Got to be young, right?
Yeah. You know, Ryan Day's young. Yeah.
Yeah, 47.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's very young.
Kirby
Smart.
Spring chicken.
50. Yeah.
I mean, he's, I don't know, man. Kirby Smart has coached 10 years. He's 117-21.
Yeah, I would be quicker to put him in.
How many national championships does he have?
Two?
Three.
He's got three national championships, Smart does?
He won in 17, he won in 21, and he won in 22.
Well, he's on the list then.
Yeah, he's got two. He's won. He's been to three. He's won two. He lost in 17. He won in 20. He won back-to-back, 21-22.
I'm like, his name's in pencil.
Yeah.
His name's in pencil.
Yeah.
Three-time SEC Coach of the Year.
No, you know what, Matt? He's incredible.
I said the same thing to myself last night with Kirby Smart. I'm like, I kind of want to put him in, but I didn't. But then I put Ryan Day in. I don't know why I did that.
Well, we know, which is fair. Hey,
it's just a little biased.
Yeah.
It is a little biased.
Sprinkle it in.
But
give me Josh Heupel in there. Just kidding.
Ugh. Well, I don't even know that his
he may not survive Tennessee after this year.
Yeah.
Because he had him there. He had him on the top of Rocky. They're on Rocky Bottom.
You don't think he's going to...
not if he's losing people to Vanderbilt. You can't do that.
Yeah, we can't do that.
You cannot lose to your number one rival.
Well, I told you Vanderbilt owned Tennessee, though.
And to your point, that the game has changed. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt is going to be a relevant...
Yeah.
So, better than
okay, so then you say, we can't lose to Vanderbilt, right? Which is old school approach. New school says... Don't matter what your name is anymore. It really doesn't.
We've got money.
Well, use it then. Or your guy too busy doing whatever he's doing up in Cleveland.
That's exactly.
You know?
Damn
BBL
it.
Stinky. You know, so I think when we look at, you know, the current coaches, we're talking about current coaches right now, in who has an opportunity to be in that GOAT category? There just aren't many.
Belichick.
I mean, all the greats of all time that you could have had in this category 3 years ago have all abandoned the profession.
Been gone. Yeah.
They have all abandoned the profession because they saw what was coming down the pike.
Sean McVay, another one that we obviously not even in pencil yet. He's too young. But one that could be on this list in 15 years.
And, you know, and I was thinking about other guys that could potentially be on this list. Kyle Shanahan could potentially, but great, he doesn't have a title.
Doesn't have it yet.
He doesn't have a title. Nobody in baseball is worthy of being on this list right now. I just don't think there's anybody worthy of being included in you know, one of the greats of current coaches in this category. Unless I'm missing somebody. Like, Bruce Bochy's done, right? He's not managing somewhere
anymore.
Do you
have a couple,
right?
Bochy texts?
Well, we have a lot of people confused with the conversation.
Exactly. That's what's
current
happening.
Coaches that are considered the greatest of the times.
Right. Saban?
Not, like, Saban, not the greatest. Bobby Cox, not the greatest.
No.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We're not talking about people who are in the past. We're talking about current coaches who could be considered in that. Because Hurley would have been considered one of the greats of all time if he had won.
You just leave off Bear Bryant.
Nobody texted that.
No, I just made that up because I'm an ass. Coming up next, it's Jay Southland-Toe with Start Bench Cut here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.